Mishnah says on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, different cases of Naziris, it says, Aymer HaDalas Azeh, for Dalas, the door says, Harini Nazirim Niftachani, Basham Yom Nazir, Vesal Yom Eino Nazir. So the Lashon Mishnah is, Aymer HaDalas Azeh. Dalas Azeh is a Lashon Zachar, also it should say, Aymer HaDalas Hazu. So the Tosfos over here is bothered that L'chari we find that Dalas is a Lashon Akiva, not a Lashon Zachar. He brings a riot from the Pasuk in Mishlei, where the Pasuk says, Tasav al Tzira, Adelis Tasav al Tzira, Tzira is a Lashon Akeba. You see, the Pasuk understands Adelis as a Lashon Akeba, so feed that at Tzarechi, and why is it a Lashon Zachar, Omer Adelis Hazu, which should be Adelis, I'm sorry, why is it Lashon Zachar, Adelis Hazah, Lachar should be a Lashon Akeba, Adelis Zu. And then he says that if you look in the Pirush HaRash over here, the Rush does have that Girsa, the Rush's Girsa is Omer Adelis Hazu. And the Rosh speaks out, the Dalas is Lashon Akeva, like it says, Hadalas Tosav Al Tzira. The Mamash brings this right, and his gear says, Dalazu. But that's not going to work for our gear, so our gear in the Mishnah is Dalazah. So may the fact that Tashiyantav, why is it use a Lashon of Dalazah if Dalas is really a Lashon Akeva, not a Lashon Zachar? And he brings a Gvaldiki aside from the Ebenezer, that the Ebenezer says like this. He says, Kol Asher Ein Bo Ruach Chaim Zachar V'Nakveu. Anything which does not have Ruach Chaim, anything which is a diamond, an inanimate object, an object that doesn't have life, there's no kapeid about Zachar and Akeva. You could sometimes use Lashon Zachar, sometimes use Lashon Akeva, and therefore it's not shver that you could find in Pesukim that it's a Lashon Akeva, but yet the Mishnah is going to use Lashon Zachar because something which does not have chias to it can really go either way. It could be Zachar or Akeva. That's the aside from the Ebenezer. And if he daddy wants to answer Pshat in the Mishnah, it's not shver to have the Girsa Delazeh, even though in Pesukim we find the Lashon of Delazu. And then he brings another Raya that Delaz could be Lashon Zachar from the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Dvarim, where it says to Lasayim, it says Chayma Gavaya de Lasayim Ubariach. It says Lashon Chayma Gavaya de Lasayim Ubariach. So you see that the word Delis, the Lashon Rabbim, is a Lashon of Zachar de Lasayim and not de Lasayis. So I've arrived, and in the pasuk itself, it could be used as a Lashon of Zachar, not a Lashon Akeva, and that's how he answers his kasha. Now the Rashash over here asks on the Tosfos, he says it's a Pella, the Rai that he brings, this last Rai that he brought from Parshas Dvarim, the Dalas could be Lashon Zachar, is not a Raya at all, because the fact that it uses a Lashon to Lasayim is not a Raya that it's a Lashon Zachar, because we find very often the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah will use the Lashon Rabbim will be with a Mem, even though it's a Lashon Akeva, just like Shnasayim, Shnasayim Yomim. So Shana is Lashon Akeva, but yet when it becomes a Lashon Rabbim, it could be called Shnasayim. So we see that even Lashon Akeva could be called Shnasayim with a Mem, so who then the Lasayis could be called the Lasayim, the Lashon Rabbim with a mem, even though it's a Lashon Akeva, so he says it's Tamua Lachar, there's no Raya from here at all, that's a Lashon Zachar, and he blabs Shver on the Taisyantav. But I think that Lulei Dvarav, I think that the Taisyantav doesn't mean that at all, that's not what he meant to bring from there. Avada, he knows that the Lasayim would not be a Raya that's Lashon Zachar, because Lashon Akeva could also be called the Lasayim, but his Raya is that you see in the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah itself uses it in different forms. Sometimes it's called the Lasayis, like you find over there in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, and sometimes it's called the Lasayim. So you see that the Torah is not makbid to go either way, de lasayis or de lasayim. So if the Torah is not makbid, what's the pshat of that? It must be that the based on this call of Ebenezer, that when something is a diamond, when it doesn't have chayim, you could be zachayim and akveyu, you could use a lashon which is mashma, more of a lashon zachadik lashon, a lashon which is mashma, more of a lashon akevadik lashon. So Badi agrees that de lasayim wouldn't be a right that it's lashon zachar, but in the Simon HaRavim, we see that the Torah is not makbid to go both ways, and who had in the Lashon Zachar Akeva itself, the Torah is not mocked to go both ways, and I think it's Medik in his Lashon. He says, Gam Nimtzachem Agvarit Lasayim Bariach, Besay Pashas Zvayim, Besimon HaRabim. He's saying that in Simon HaRabim, you find both ways. You find it in Lashon Lasayim, you find it in Lashon Lasayim, and that is because when it comes to Daimim, the Torah is not medactic on the Lashon Zachar Akeva, and who had over here, you could say that it's not medactic on the Lashon Zachar Akeva, and therefore you can have the Lashon of Dalazah, even though Dalas Ba'etzim is a Lashon Akeva.